What is up, podcast people? Welcome to another podcast episode here with the Pod Squad. Pause, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good? Kayla, how you feeling today?
Good.
Feeling good? Today is Galentine's Day, if you guys aren't aware. February 13th, Galentine's Day. Do you guys have any history on Galentine's Day?
I don't.
I didn't know it was like a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing until this morning when I walked into the office. And then everybody was wearing pink. And then we talked about it in our meeting. And now I just ate a waffle because of it. So shout out to Galentine's Day.
Free food.
That means the 13th is today. February 14th is tomorrow. The Super Bowl for relationships. Valentine's Day is taking place tomorrow. I just want to hear you guys from the female brain, female perspective. How important is the day that is going to take place tomorrow when it comes to relationships? Like, is this the Super Bowl?
Like, in already relationships or like new coming like shooting a shot
in general, marriage, maybe you've been married for 30 years, you've been dating for 2 years, you're engaged, you're single. Tomorrow is the day set aside for our entire year for relationships. How important is that? Because sometimes the guy will think, hey, it's just another day. So in the female brain, how important is tomorrow?
I think it's important in an effort standpoint of like just going a little bit out of the norm, but again, like 364 days of the year, you should be loving and caring for your partner. But I do think Valentine's Day should be celebrated, or else it wouldn't have a day.
I agree. I don't think it's the most. I don't think it's the Super Bowl, like the Super Bowl of love or whatever. But I do think that the effort is important during those days. I do think there are more, like, if you're in a relationship, anniversaries are important, more important than Valentine's Day, or if you're single. Like, birthdays are more important than Valentine's Day.
This is true.
But I don't think Valentine's Day should be centered solely on relationships, like, between, like, romantic relationships. And I think that's why, like, Galentine's exists. But it should also be about, like, your, you know, with your mom or your dad or your brother or your neighbor or stuff like that. That is something that we always did in my family. So Valentine's Day, I feel like, is important all around, not just in relationships.
All right. Pro tip for all the guys listening out there, pay attention to the answer to these next questions. What is y'all's dream Valentine's Day date? So, Brody, if you're listening, pay attention to this answer.
Brody is actually giving me my dream Valentine's Day date.
Are you allowed to share, or is it like surprise special between you guys?
That's okay. I'm allowed to share, I guess.
Okay, take a step. This is exciting.
So, Brody and I connected through music very early on in our relationship. And so, I was a band geek in high school.
He played the tuba.
But I'm a big music and nightlife and yummy food and yummy drinks, non-alcoholic sometimes not, whatever. But he got us tickets to a jazz concert, a jazz bar, where they're going to be playing jazz, and there'll be tapas, which are basically like small plates, and it's just going to be a good time. It's like the mood is like romantic, and it's live music, which is something I've always wanted, so...
Let's go.
So, yeah.
Kayla, what is your
dream? I should not tell you because you need to do it.
Can you walk me through what is your dream about?
No. No. I'm not telling them. I feel like, I wouldn't say dream Valentine's thing, but like something that would be like appreciative is like, I don't care like what is planned or like what is done, but like letters. Write that down. But like, I don't know. I don't know like certain date activities, but just like if I have like a handwritten letter of like, actual like how you feel, that would be like a good day for me.
Let's go. Well, that's cool. And for the guys out there, the
Josh, what is your
my dream day for Valentine's Day is to just not screw up. That is the dream, is to just get a good job at the end of the night, like, hey, you didn't mess up.
I think a pro tip for girls, if you want love and all these things for Valentine's Day, I think guys are very, very much deserving of that too. And I think, I think guys get all like worked up on doing stuff for girls. And I think that's very important and is beautiful. And I think biblically, like, the guy is supposed to do X, Y, and Z. But I think guys are human. And it's something that's coming more in social media and is being more talked about. But if you have a special guy in your life, whether it is your dad or a best friend or a partner, they deserve flowers, or they don't like flowers.
Buy your man's flowers.
Plants or a letter or something that shows some like love and appreciation as well. So
that's cool.
I think that's of that. So.
Amen. So we're going to dive in. Even the month, February month, is usually the relationship month. That's where most weddings occur, or most proposals statistically happen tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, this episode will come out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to propose, statistically, tomorrow's going to be the day to make it happen.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't propose on Valentine's
don't
Day.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah, be unique. Do it like 2 weeks before. But this idea of how to ask out somebody, like maybe if you're single, somebody's on the radar, how do you go about asking them on a date? Like, what is the proper way to do it with, even within biblical guidelines, like if there are some, which there are, like what is the proper way with kindness, with clarity to ask somebody out on a date? Because I think we as a generation, Gen Z, millennials, there's like 50 different ways you could ask somebody out, and about 49 of them probably not going to end well.
Yeah.
But then also that goes into it, like who should be the one to do the asking out? Should the girl initiate? Should the guy initiate? Should the girl make the first move? Should the guy make the first move? Like all of those different ideas or thoughts and navigating, hey, this person's on the radar, want to shoot the shot. Do I do it? Do they do it? How do I do it? Just kind of all those things that lie in there. And I think just from the jump, there's a lot of fear with it. Like, hey, I don't want to make the first move because I'll get rejected. There's fear of, hey, if I put myself out there and I give them my vulnerability and tell them how I feel, they're just going to crush me on the spot. So there's a lot of fear in it, but I just want to throw the ball to y'all's court. Do you think the guy or the girl should make the first move, or hey, it could go either way?
Do you have something to say?
Not yet.
I think it could go either way. I think it's always nice stereotypically when the guy makes the first move.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that something a lot of women nowadays have been embracing is something that you preach about a lot, is like the whole idea of clarity. So something that like girls try to do is seek clarity from the beginning. So mm-hmm. like when a guy is flirting, like the way of them making the first move is saying like, hey, like, is this, are you flirting with me? Is this a thing? Like, are mm-hmm. we going to like explore this further? And a lot of women and men too do it for the sake of their own peace, because sometimes that back and forth can be a little bit stressful. But in terms of asking out on a date, I really think it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Making the first move, it could go either way. If you're really attracted to somebody, or if you did the 16 days of observing someone, if you don't know what we're talking about, watch the, what is it? The
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. the sermon. But if you are observing someone and you're really into them and you want to approach them because maybe they don't know that you like them or they're not that type of person, I don't think that's a bad thing as a girl. I think girls sometimes know what they want more than guys, and yeah. they just handle it. But you also have to be very open to either option and to be at peace with either option. And I think that goes deeper into having a relationship within your singleness and with yourself. But that's something yep. else. But I think it can go either or. I think we're breaking that stereotype nowadays okay. for sure.
I led the movement. I'm just kidding.
She led the movement.
No. I think the initial like ask out of like, hey, do you want to go on a date? Like that needs to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's just how I am. Like, but like the leading up to it, if you buy someone gummy bears to try to make them known, like it's going to happen. But like, I feel like the guy should initiate like the first, let's go somewhere.
But I think it depends. I was going to ask this before you asked this question, like the level of, there are level of dates.
Yeah,
so
there
for
is.
For example, okay. like if I am just trying to get to know somebody, I think a girl can be like, hey, do you want to grab some coffee sometime? Mm-hmm. Grab the coffee, get to know each other. However, the official date, or like if it's Valentine's Day and you're going to ask somebody out, like that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Like certain things.
The intention of the date. Like is the date meant to define, or is the date meant to like seek?
There you go. That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it.
I think we swung in the past couple of years, swung really heavy on the conservative side of like, hey, girls, you cannot make the first move. Hey, you can't. I think majority of girls have that mindset of, hey, the guy needs to lead. It's the biblical manhood. That's how relationships work. Guy, you lead. Guy, you lead. Guy, you lead in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So then the girl just kind of sits on the sidelines waiting for the guy to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of swung really heavy and drastically on that side. But I think when it comes to relationships, you pick and choose your problems. If you're mm-hmm. picking and choosing for the guy to, or if you're picking and choosing that you, as in the girl, will take the lead and initiate that,
mm-hmm.
then you're choosing what's going to come from that for the rest of your relationship, mm-hmm. that you're choosing to kind of take the lead. Not saying that's the case for every time, but you're breeding that. You're breeding passivity in the guy. You're breeding yourself as the alpha, the leader in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And biblically, That's not how relationships are structured.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of, it's not a sin for a girl to ask anybody out on a date, but you're just kind of picking, choosing your problems. But this is where a perfect balance comes into play. Because girls, you can state how you feel and give clarity and still give the guy the room to lead. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of girls will just sit, or they'll try to like drop subtle hints that they think is obvious. And they're like, man, why does this guy just not get it? He's not picking up on it. Like, I liked his Instagram story. He still doesn't, he doesn't understand I'm in love with him. Like, what's going on here? Like, girls, you can communicate clearly with your words.
Yeah.
Hey, this is just how I feel.
Yeah.
Hey, I like you. Hey, if you ask me on a date, I would say yes. Just want
to
let you know.
That sentence used to creep me out when you first said that, like, people should do that. But now I'm like, that's actually good. Mm-hmm. I would have said that. No, I think, you know, like,
I didn't. But yeah. It's fine.
But I think, because girls, and by you giving clarity, you are now removing any anxiety from your life. Like, hey, stressing out. What does he think of me? Does he like me? Does he not? I try to drop these hints. Is he picking up on it? Is he not? And speaking for all the guys out there, we're absolutely clueless when it comes to hints.
Yeah.
Like, if you think it's super obvious, I promise you it's not. Nope. You and all your girlfriends can huddle up in a circle and think it's the most obvious hint in the world, and that guy has no clue whatsoever. Oh, so this brings this question. What is a good way for a girl to give clarity but also give the guy room to lead? Like, what are some good practical tips? Maybe you're a girl listening right now, guy's on the radar. You want to communicate how you feel. You want to be smooth, you know, have a little swag to it. What's some good practical tips you can give the girls to say, hey, look, this is how you can give clarity, but give the guy room to lead?
I had to learn everything from pause. So
you did what worked well. You want to share what you did? Offer some testimonial of what you did?
Oh, gosh. No. I don't know. I feel like for me, it was like, I think the initial thing was like sending a text message of like, oh, like it was great to see you. Cause I would normally, I don't text guys. Like, I don't follow him back on Instagram. I don't text him. I followed him back.
This is where me and her disagree. Cause that was not an obvious hint to me at all as a guy.
Yeah. I was like, so I followed him back. That's already like, I don't follow guys back. Whatever. But then, like I went up for his birthday and I gave him gummy bears, and that was like my peace offering of like, hey, I'm interested. And that, I don't know if that caught on.
Gummy bears. She gave me a gift. Gummy bears, my favorite snack. She asked my sister what my favorite kind of, or you. She asked somebody what my favorite
Noel.
Kind of candy was. And she bought me gummy bears for my birthday, like in front of everybody. She had it in a present with a letter.
Claiming
and
it.
Like that. But then I was like, oh, snap. Okay, this girl kind of likes me. So I think, girls, that is a good way to show you like somebody. Like, hey, buy him a candy bar or something. Like, just, you know, something subtle, something smooth. Happy birthday. Here's some gummy bears.
You
got to
get their brain turning a little bit.
Some cookies. Just, you know, some type of
wife air baking
act of service that shows that guy like, oh, hey, I need to wake up, this girl just did that.
Yeah, but did you wake up?
I did with the gummy
bears. Observed afterwards.
I observed for 16
the text though was after the gummy bears.
Was the gummy bears were my moment to know like, hey, this
okay,
girl
okay but you
me.
Didn't get the text.
The text that just flew over my head.
Okay, what was your question again? What is a good way for girls
yeah.
to communicate?
Yeah,
I think I had a friend that practiced this recently and it went really, really well for her. It's like straight up communication, being like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm noticing. Are we on the same boat? Like, I was like, oh, we aren't. I'm sorry if that was miscommunication. And that was it. Like, it
That's
was
beautiful.
Wonderful. And
yeah.
And if it's a great guy, if it's a guy that biblically like is a solid guy, he's going to respond that way. So that's an option. I personally think that the subtle hints are good, but that's probably not a good thing to say. I'm really good at like for example with Rhodey, I don't think I've ever laughed that much ever
oh
in my life.
Yes, like, the fake laughing,
everything. Well, it was, I mean, he's really
now,
funny.
Did Rhodey pick up on those hints?
Of course, but Rhodey did for sure.
Okay, that's an oddball.
He really picked it up because he was like, we were laughing so much, it was so meant to be, and I was like,
so
yeah.
Looking back on it, he yeah. can pick it up, but in the moment, did he pick
he,
it up?
Yes, okay. We automatically, but I can't say much because we automatically clicked.
Yeah.
But I think that's also something really important to observe. And I think what you mentioned about the observation period is really important, because if it's after one day and you get a laugh from somebody, I don't think it's wise to go like, hey, I like you. Like, do you like me?
That's
type
very
thing.
Serious.
Like, that's
how serious
that's
I
really
contact.
Creepy. But for example, like for Brody and I, we had a week of spending time with each other. I observed like, mm-hmm. okay, like, is he like this with other people, or is he only giggling and making jokes mm-hmm. with me? Like, is he walking me places, or is he walking everybody? Like, you start observing things that are very like
You're good. I was thinking.
And so, like, I think that time period is important. Like, if you give it a week, if you give it a couple of days, if you see this person a lot and you notice special things or some kind of connection, then that form of communication of like, hey, I think there's something going on. Yeah. Like, is it just me? I think that's when you can talk that way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
No, I was thinking because we mentioned like the different kind of dates, and yeah. I was like, oh, that does make sense. Because like our first like hangout or date, depending on like what we look at it, mm-hmm. was like, I remember we were sitting there, we were kind of just like, we both were like, if this doesn't work, like it's fine. And we both were like, yeah, like this is just like us learning each other. And then we actually had like the date where we like defined like, no, we're gonna start dating now. Mm-hmm. So we had like, I think like 3 dates before that actual like, hey, we're dating date, to be like, do we actually want, like, do we know each other enough? Like, do we actually want to do that?
Though, and this can lead into the next kind of thing we talk about is from the guy's perspective, when you ask somebody out or go on that date, and in one of those two moments, you need to clarify your intentions. Like, even on that date, when we were, yeah. it was more like a hangout date. We just went to a burger place. I said, hey, look, the reason why I wanted to grab food with you, I like you, I'm interested in you. Like, you give clarity.
Yeah,
either on the ask out, where you're like, mm-hmm. hey, let's just go on a date, I like you, and you just go straight from the jump. Or when you get to that moment, you're hanging out, vibes are good, or even not good, you now have the responsibility to bring clarity to where there's confusion. Say, hey, look, this is the reason why I wanted to grab some food with you. This is the reason why I wanted to get coffee. Mm-hmm. I like you. I would love to start hanging out to see, you know, if we click at all. So in that moment of either the ask out or the date, like, guy, you need to communicate your intentions for initiating that 100%.
Yeah, and I think in those cases, like, you would want this, do what the other person, like, do what you want somebody to do for you. Mm-hmm. So, like,
look at you, Bible. See, that's the golden rule. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you.
Okay.
Actually, I want to hit a quick pause with that thought. All this stuff we're talking about, like dating advice, the Bible does not specifically talk about dating. So there's not a Bible verse that says, thou shalt ask her out to Starbucks at 8 p.m., right? There's not a Bible verse that talks about it. But all these principles we're referring to, you can point back to the Bible. Honoring each other, removing confusion, releasing anxiety, mm-hmm. doing unto others as you want them to do unto you. Like, all these principles, we can point back to the Word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, going off of that, like, as a guy, if you would not like to be played around with, you shouldn't do the same to a woman. And like, if you don't want somebody stringing you on, you wouldn't do the same to a girl. And so, same thing for girls. Like, if you don't like it when guys are like flirting with you and then flirting with somebody else and doing this, doing that, talking to 500, like, you won't do the same thing to that person either. So, like, that clarity, if you do get coffee, being like, hey, I'm only here like as friends, you would want the same thing. You would want somebody to do the same thing for you, like, to release any kind of anxiety. So that's something to keep in mind as well, which I think you guys did really well.
You would be surprised how difficult it may think to be to communicate clearly, but you'll be surprised of how effective and beautiful it is.
Beautiful.
Like, in your mind, you may be like, no, I can't tell them I like them. Like, yes, oh my gosh, the world is going to end.
No, it's not.
Like, that is, don't let those thoughts of anxiety and fear, like, just going to somebody and just saying those three words, hey, I like you. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I just said it. This is crazy.
And if the person's like, I don't feel the same way, you'll be like, that's totally fine. But now you can go to sleep and not stay up till 5 a.m. hoping that they will text you. Like,
I love the question. How do you tell somebody you like them without saying you like them? You just say, I like you. Yeah. Right? Anytime you have it. And then this goes, guys and girls, in the dating process, clarity is your key. Communication is your key, to just be honest. And it's not like a, but also don't swing heavy on the other drastic side of, hey, madam, I would love to courtship you in the name of Jesus, so let's thou shalt go to Starbucks.
Why not?
Right, I mean.
That's your style. That's your style.
If that's your swag, then I guess go for it.
Listen. But
you don't have to go super drastic on the, I think guys will do this. They'll think, man, I always want to honor this person. I want to communicate well, so I'm going to share my entire testimony on the first date of all my sin struggles. Like, maybe pump the brakes a little bit. Like, there's a balance there.
Yeah.
To where you want to communicate clearly, but also when you communicate what you communicate is important as well.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's really good. I feel like you owe yourself and to protect your heart. And so on dates, I feel like sometimes people can like kind of pour things out really quickly. And it's just like that person has not built up your trust like within each other for you to pour that out. So I think that slower time period is also really good for you to slowly start bringing out like testimonies or going like, you don't even have to tell them like, oh, maybe like depending on how this relationship goes down the road, we'll go a little bit more into depth after, you know.
I know a lot of people who get hurt for crossing emotional, spiritual, physical boundaries with people they're not even dating.
Yeah.
Because they haven't clarified the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we stay up till midnight and talk on the phone. We hang out in the car till, you know, late at night mm-hmm. after we get dinner. We even hang out one-on-one.
Yeah.
We're in the friend group. We always talk to each other. Like, we're doing everything that we're dating, which is out the label.
Yeah.
But because we haven't clarified this thing, mm-hmm. we're crossing boundaries. So then the moment you go to clarify it, it's not what you really think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're left off getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, now if you hit the rewind button and just clarify from the beginning, hey, before we stay on the phone till 2 a.m. talking, before we stay in the car till 10 p.m. in a parking lot, like, hey, what are we?
Mm-hmm.
I like yep. you. Do you like me back? Type thing.
Yeah.
Before we even start crossing these emotional, spiritual, physical boundaries that are at play in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a lot of people who get hurt because of that, yeah. simply from just not clarifying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I wouldn't hang out with you outside anywhere unless we defined like the relationship. Yeah. It was like park dates or like restaurants, and I was like, we're not doing like board games at home until I know that you are wanting to like continue a relationship. Yep.
Now this can tie into, I totally forgot, my mind just went oh yeah, yeah, because talking about crossing boundaries before clarifying, they could just be like, oh, they're just my friend. Right, the guy and girl, oh, they're just my friends. We're just really good friends that just yeah. hang out a lot. And then you kind of get this dynamic of, should or can guys have girl best friends? Should a girl have a guy best friend? That, like, maybe I kind of like him, maybe I know I don't. So I'm just going to pursue them like a best friend, and we're going to hang out late. We're going to hang out one-on-one, stay late night phone calls, you know, send each other memes on Instagram, all that good stuff. And we'll just call it a best friendship because we're scared of this dating label. Or we're scared to communicate clearly. But then you're still getting in muddy waters, if you will. Because you're still, what you're doing emotionally to yourself and that person is if you just take away the label from all of it, take away the dating label, take away the best friend label, take away whatever label your relationship status is, and just look at what you're doing, is damaging to yourself and others.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would highly recommend having big boundaries with guy and girl friendships. I don't think it's wise to have a best friend of the opposite sex. That you're confiding in, that you're staying up late and talking to, because more times than not, either you're getting led into feelings, or that other person that you know is getting led into feelings, and then it's going to be like, oh, wait, you led me on. Oh, no, I didn't, but then you led me on, and it's going to be this thing where somebody ends up hurt.
Yeah. Back to, like, the shooting your shot thing. What was it? Hot take. Do you think people should ask people out over text?
Hot take. Define ask people out.
Like, will officially? You go out with me? Yeah.
Like the official date?
I feel like a lot of people do that, yeah.
Right? I'll go back to this. You pick and choose your problems. It's not sin, right? It's not sin to say, hey, look, we're going on a date, like, and shooting that text. And I think you pick and choose your problem. Like, for us, like, I asked her a burger joint over text. Like, it's super chill, take the pressure off. And I think us as Christians put so much pressure on a date. Like, hey, if I go on this date with a person, that means I have to get married. Like, we put so much pressure on this one first date that we have to make it work. We have to end a marriage. And remove the pressure and just send a text like, hey, are you free tonight? Let's go hang out and grab coffee or whatever. But then in that moment, when you do start hanging out and you're in person, you need to clarify your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you're shooting your shot over text, cool. But when you get in person, you better explain why you did it.
Yeah.
Because that's the loving thing to do. That's how you honor somebody. That's how you respect somebody. That's how you show peace. That's how you show love, is to remove any type of confusion, any type of anxiety that may be, providing clarity.
I think, in terms of that, like, I don't know, it depends. Because texting now is such a huge form of communication. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to ask somebody, like, hey, I'd really like to take you on a date, and you're, like, kind about it over text, like,
I personally, seeing both sides of it, I prefer text more for the other person. Because if I call them, I know I'm putting them on the spot, and they need to answer now. So, like, yeah. But even then, like, use a voice memo text. But any way you communicate.
Ooh, step it up with a voice memo.
You need to communicate your intentions when that time is available, right? So if you shoot your shot over text, like, bro, it's not a sin. Like, it's okay.
The and world's going to move on. The way you say it, you can't be like, hey, shoddy, can I?
Like, hey, you up tonight?
Nothing like that. Like, if you're being serious about asking somebody out, don't come at. You better not be texting somebody like, hey, yo, me, you, burger joint, 6 p.m. Absolutely not. You know?
Bet.
No, like, if that's your style.
Yeah, yo, what up, girl?
Do it.
Hey, we're going to cookout. Get whatever you want.
And all under me. All me.
I feel like an understanding what you've done in the past. If it's not working, don't continue doing it. So if you're texting people like that, don't do that again.
Let's land the plane on this real quick as we wrap up. I would say my one takeaway nugget from all of this is communicate your intentions. Whether if it's after you text somebody, you're shooting your shot, you're on the date, communicate with your words. Mm-hmm. Like, use verbal words in the English language to communicate your intentions. It's not as scary as you think. It's not as fearful as you think. And it's going to, man, it's going to do wonders for you in your life. You may, even if the relationship does not end as you want it to end, you clarifying with your words will bring you a lot more peace, because you'll be able to look back on it and be like, okay, man, I know where they stand. Like, yeah, this is great. So that's my one takeaway nugget. Communicate with your words. You guys got a takeaway nugget you want to throw out?
Do you have one?
Mm. Or keep, is that nugget I would more? Say, like, keep the little hints. Yep. You know? Keep the little hints. It's fun, but also just realize if your little hints aren't working, you might have to do something a little bit bigger. Amen. You choose that if you want that.
Amen.
For me, it'd be like, treat each other fairly, whether you're in a relationship or not, or trying to date somebody or not. Guys deserve respect as well as women do, and women deserve respect as well as men do. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Think through all the things.
Yeah, that's good. I want to reiterate what you said, because I think it's so important. And just in case we haven't said it enough, girls, your subtle hints, I promise. No, you can say this. I'm going to speak from my personal life and many other guys that I've talked to and counseled, and even girls I've heard stories from, that, hey, your subtle hint that you think is the most obvious thing in the world, you can have 15 girls backing you up saying, this guy just doesn't get it. You're right. The guy does not hit it. The guy has absolutely no clue your subtle hints exist. So I know that may hurt your feelings. I know you may think I'm wrong. You're probably seeing that right now. Like, oh, no, Josh is wrong. Josh is wrong. I've liked his Instagram story. I slid up on his DMs. I've done this. I've done that. Like, Josh, you're wrong. I gave him subtle hints. I promise you, if you're still wondering why your subtle hints haven't worked, it's because they're not they're too subtle. Like, nobody has any idea. So if you're still sitting in that boat like, hey, the subtle hint hasn't worked, it's because it hasn't and it's not obvious enough. So that's just from the guy perspective. Just make it really obvious. Guys, we don't pick up on it. We're not as clever. Like, just put a sticky note and stick it on our forehead if you want to. Maybe hold up a big poster in the back of a room. Or buy gummy bears. They're always for a good win. But happy Valentine's Day, people. Honor each other. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Respect each other. Offer clarity. Communicate with your words, and you will kill it at relationships to glorify God 100%. With all that said, peace, love, happiness.